I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer neutralizes all the acid your stomach has churned out. For your upset stomach and headache, take Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast.
Did you drink your Alka-Seltzer?
The whole thing.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
I can't believe I watched the whole thing. I can't believe I watched the whole thing. I can't believe I watched the whole thing. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yet Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last night, I asked my wife, Cheryl, and the boys, we have three teenage boys still at home out of our seven sons, if they wouldn't rather watch something important like the Three Stooges or Buddy Sorrell on the Dick Van Dyke Show or something. Maybe Hogan's Heroes, but no, they had to go and put on the debate, the latest front in the war of 2016. And of course, most of what the mainstream media says is exactly backwards. So what they refer to as the new lows were actually the high points. We don't want to root for Donald Trump, so it puts you in a difficult situation when there is a child killer who's saying some of the things that you've been saying for 20 years. And so you are thankful that the truth is being said, but you recognize it's being said by a murderer, by a pro-sodomite, socialist, moral relativist murderer. And so we want to remind everyone that Donald Trump is a child killer, and he's a liar, and he's everything that goes along with that. He's utterly despicable. You know, you get caught and you feel embarrassed, but he's utterly despicable, radically pro-homosexual, child-killing, socialist, protectionist, no concept of right and wrong. But he'll fix everything in the first 100 days of being in office, and it won't cost us anything. But aside from all that, the points that he made that were valid, of course you feel a sense of vindication that these things that you, me, I, we, a million of us have been saying for decades are being said publicly. They all could have been said much better, but when he brought the women that Bill Clinton sexually abused, molested, exposed himself to, raped, and they were right there in the debate hall, and you've seen the photographs of Bill Clinton looking like the most bizarre looks imaginable, that when the women you have sexually molested and raped are there in the same room with you and your wife and your daughter, those are the kind of looks that were on Bill Clinton's face throughout the evening. And Drudge put him right on his news site, Bill Clinton looking scowling, just in shock at toward these women. So what the media said were the new lows were actually the high points, and it all could have been said much more effectively, but still it was said. For Donald Trump to have said, Kathleen Willey went to your husband in the Oval Office in tears for help, and he groped her. He groped her. That's a sexual assault, and you mocked her, and you tried to destroy her. And Paula Jones was manipulated by your husband, and he exposed himself to her, a sexual crime, and you mocked her. And Juanita Broderick, he raped Juanita Broderick, one of his supporters, a successful businesswoman in Arkansas, and you tried to destroy her. And then you helped to get a child rapist acquitted, and here's his victim right here in this room, and you are laughing about helping him get away with his crime, and you're laughing. That's the closest one he said to saying it effectively. But listing all four, because as soon as it was over, you've got people like Fox News' Bret Baier saying, well, Bill Clinton's affairs came up. These weren't affairs. These are sexual assaults. They're crimes. And Hillary attacked the victim. So at least it's being said sort of. Not sufficiently, but sort of. And so what the media calls the new lows were actually the high points. And when Hillary said, just imagine if Donald Trump was in charge of law and order, and he said, you'd be in jail, that was a high point. That was a high point. And because of the personal animosity, that's the only reason Trump has now made a pledge that if elected, he will call for a special prosecutor to prosecute Hillary. He never used the proper terminology. He never talked about public corruption, which is a felony. He never talked about destruction of evidence. I mean, he kept saying you deleted 33,000 emails, but people don't know what that means. People delete emails all the time. And he did say you did this after they were subpoenaed. That's good, but the destruction of evidence, you destroyed evidence. You impeded a federal investigation. That's obstruction of justice. That's obstruction of justice. So these are all felonies. He could have been ready to roll them off his tongue, including specifically what Bill Clinton did to these four women and that Hillary tried to destroy them. Hillary's war on women and so on. But at any rate, the low points, according to the media, were the high points because the media has mostly everything backwards. Mostly everything backwards. And Donald Trump is the enemy. Donald Trump is a child killer. And who is more dangerous than a child killer is the child killer whom evangelical leaders support. That's more dangerous than a child killer. Who's more dangerous than a murderer? The murderer who the church supports. That's more dangerous than the murderer. And it's better to be a wolf than a wolf in sheep's clothing. Whereas our Christian leaders, they don't get deceived by the wolf in sheep's clothing. They're the ones who put the sheep's clothing on the wolf, and then they let him loose in their congregations. And they say, follow the sheep, follow the sheep. This sheep will take care of you. This sheep will take care of all of us. So on a related issue, I want to get to the resumption of the Bill Clinton rapist protest, which is so rewarding and yet another vindication. Because we did this beginning back in 1999 when we were doing it all alone. In city after city, 140 cities initially. And then it went up to 145 cities by the time we went to Auckland, New Zealand, and Martha's Vineyard. But now there's a resumption of the Clinton rapist protest. So that's very rewarding. I remember after we were doing these in a few dozen cities, and then we got another group to join with Bob Inyart Live, and they were a group called the Freepers, the Free Republic website. And so they helped out in maybe three or four cities, as I recall. But before we get to that, let me address the media's treatment of the Libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. Now, Gary Johnson is a child killer, just like here in Colorado, Republican, Christian, pro-life, U.S. Senator Daryl Glenn, who is a child killer. Colorado Public Radio called Colorado Right to Life for a comment today, and they assigned the interview to me, and I spoke with them briefly, and they asked me totally irrelevant questions like, what is your relationship with the Glenn campaign? And I told them that we were here to respond to substantive issues, moral issues. We were not interested in the drama. So we'd have no comment on drama, but we would have comments on the substantive moral issues, including that Daryl Glenn is a child killer, since we've come out exposing him as supporting the killing of unborn children. He just clarified his position just a few days ago, And he said, the media reported, I am 100% pro-life. I am 100% pro-life, except for those conceived in rape, incest, and life of the mother, and whoever else. So when you're morally corrupt, when you're morally compromised, you become also mathematically incompetent. So 100% pro-life cannot be followed by except. Sort of confused on the concept of 100%. So he's a child killer also. And Colorado Right to Life, actually, I know this shocks a lot of people, but Colorado Right to Life opposes any candidate who's willing to kill an innocent child. I know it's shocking. I know today it's almost unheard of that a Right to Life group would oppose candidates who will kill innocent children, who will consent to the killing of an innocent child. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. They would crucify Jesus Christ again if they had the opportunity. Because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And if you would kill one Jew in Germany because you thought you'd get ahead in your political career and then you'd be better off and the country would be better off, you're the enemy. And if you would lynch one black man or you would dismember one child because you think, hey, I got to be a realist here. So Daryl Glenn is the enemy. He could repent. It's not likely. I mean, he is a Republican politician. So he could repent, but it's not likely because he's willing to consent to the killing of children for his own political ambition. So I wanted to comment briefly about Gary Johnson because he is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, and the media has been eviscerating him. They have been just totally destroying him. And why would they do that? Because he's a pro-abort. Libertarians are immoral. Their public policy positions are all immoral. They advocate immorality as the law of the land, right? Is that true or is that false? Well, the Libertarian Party platform is officially pro-decriminalized abortion. I'll use the word legalized, all right? Pro-legalized abortion, pro-legalized homosexuality, pro-legalized pornography, pro-legalized adultery, pro-legalized crack cocaine, pro-legalized suicide, pro-legalized homosexual marriage, pro-legalized euthanasia, pro-legalized physician-assisted euthanasia, pro-legalized prostitution. That's the Libertarian Party. And tens of thousands of conservative Christians, those who think they are conservative Christians, have been seduced to support the Libertarian Party because they think it's the party of principle. The Libertarian Party, they are faux conservatives who would implement every form of sexual immorality and other types of immorality and codify all them into law. That's who the Libertarian Party is. And they lie to Christians, like Daryl Glenn. For example, on Gary Johnson's campaign website, all right, on abortion, this is Gary Johnson, Johnson 2016. He is pro-life. Gary Johnson believes in the sanctity of the life of the unborn. That's what it says on his website. Gary Johnson believes in the sanctity of the life of the unborn. As governor, he supported efforts to ban late-term abortions. And that's a bad sign right there. That's like saying you're a German and you want to ban the gassing of Jewish girls, or you don't support killing Jews who are over the age of fill in the blank. Or you don't support killing Jews who are under the age of fill in the blank. I mean, that kind of moral relativism is a window to the soul. Exceptions are a window to the soul. But Gary Johnson doesn't have exceptions. He stands for the right to kill every child. Because when you read this, and a lot of pro-lifers will just read that far, Gary Johnson believes in the sanctity of the life of the unborn. Isn't that wonderful? But you only have to read another sentence or two, which many pro-lifers don't seem to have the ability to concentrate that long. And it says right there, the next words, however, Governor Johnson recognizes that the right of a woman to choose must be respected. He believes that such a very personal and individual decision is best left to women. He feels that each woman, he feels, who cares about his feelings? It's like Hillary Clinton being caught saying, as a politician, you need to have your actual view and then your public position. And she's caught on it. And it was hysterical when Donald Trump says, you get caught in a lie and you're blaming Abraham Lincoln. You're blaming Honest Abe, who didn't tell a lie, and you're blaming him because you're caught in a lie. That was hysterical. I mean, Trump, he's evil. A Christian said to me on Saturday at a local library, it was National Astronomy Day, and I was there during the day. We were viewing through telescopes the sun. It was awesome. And in the evening, we were viewing the moon and Mars. And a Christian, off to the side, we didn't want to disrupt the proceedings, he said to me, well, Donald Trump reads his Bible. And I said, well, at least 2 Corinthians. Right? Remember Trump wanted to quote from 2 Corinthians? He doesn't even read the Bible enough to know it's called 2 Corinthians. So I said, well, at least 2 Corinthians. And we had quite a talk about Trump. And he thanked me for sharing with him the warning that Trump is a child killer. And he was afraid of Hillary Clinton. But I pointed out there's no bottom to that abyss. And you have to fear God, not Hillary. I'm not afraid of Hillary. I fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of Hillary is for the fools. You fear God, not Hillary. If you're afraid of Hillary, you'll do things that are evil because you're afraid of her. Perfect love casts out fear. You don't have to be afraid of Hillary. You don't even have to be afraid of Satan. May the Lord rebuke you, as the Bible says. So at any rate, let me get back to Gary Johnson, the fraud, who, like Daryl Glenn, Republican, and you always have to say Republican. You have to put the emphasis on the right syllable, right? Put the emphasis on the right syllable. It's Republican because during the Lord's day, he had to face the publicans. And so during our day, we have to deal with the Republicans. And I think I'm still a Republican. I mean, it's my party. I'll cry if I want to. And I've been a Republican for my whole life. I mean, now and then I've registered for maybe an independent party in order to accomplish something or other, help get somebody on the ballot or whatever. But I've been mostly a Republican my whole life. But the Republicans are child killers. And the Republicans are socialists. And the Republicans are promoting sodomy. And the Republicans have destroyed education in America with our officially godless government school system, which they don't warn parents to take their kids out of. So at any rate, we have Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate for president, just lying through his teeth, saying, I believe in the sanctity of the life of the unborn, and women could kill any one of those children that they want to kill. So he's lying to the people, the typical pro-lifer who can only read the first one or two sentences in a press release. And they think they're reading an article. So at any rate, that's Gary Johnson, and that's the Libertarian Party. And at ProLifeProfiles.com, there is in Tier 4, you go to ProLifeProfiles.com, Tier 4 is Personhood Never. You'll find Donald Trump. You'll find the Libertarian Party, and so on. Mitt Romney, Personhood Never, people who are against personhood. In Tier 3, Personhood Later, you find Mike Pence, who he might be a Personhood Never, but for now, we know he's at least Personhood Later. And Ted Cruz, because they're against personhood legislation, and they only support politicians with exceptions and regulating child killing. And National Right to Life, and Focus on the Family, and James Dobson under Tier 3 Personhood Later. So at any rate, ProLifeProfiles.com, a very important source of information. Okay, and by the way, this was all the same with Ron Paul, too. If you remember Ron Paul, who was pro-choice. You know that, right? Ron Paul is pro-choice. Libertarian, Ron Paul. Libertarian slash sometimes Republican. Pro-choice state by state. Ron Paul stated, while Roe v. Wade is invalid, a federal law banning abortion across all 50 states would be equally invalid. How's that, Ron Paul? So if he was in Germany and there was a federal law that said you can't gas Jews, he would say, well, that's, you know, we need to pass that district by district, state by state. I'm a states' rights kind of guy. And at American Right to Life's website, they have a very important article on states' rights that exposed the whole thing. Okay. So now, the Today Show Friday morning had a guy, you know how they'll be at Times Square in the studio indoors, there's a window, you see all the people outside, and this guy had a big sign he held up and said, "Hi, Mom." And as soon as the camera went on him, he'd flip it, and it would say, "Bill Clinton is a rapist." So then they'd cut away. I mean, Matt Lauer is there, the whole crew, you know, of the Today Show. And then they'd cut away from him, and he would flip it to, "Hi, Mom," just move a little bit, and they'd think, you know, the guy must have left. They'd go back to the shot, and he'd flip it, "Clinton is a rapist." It was really well done, because Bill Clinton is a rapist. And the people who support him don't care that he's a rapist. They don't care. Countless, if we could extrapolate from the ones we've talked to, like at the Clinton Library Open, which event we destroyed for Bill and Hillary Clinton, we, you and me, the audience members of Bob and Yurt Live, we went there for most of the week. We had 30 people. We gave out thousands of these bright yellow flyers that documented the case against Bill Clinton, all the evidence showing that Bill Clinton is a rapist. The state historian, the state of Arkansas historian, sought me out and asked for one of those flyers to be included in the official state record for the opening of the Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock. So we did our best. Bill Clinton was on national news that day. And he lost it. He literally threw a temper tantrum, enraged that the talk was about his sexual assaults. Enraged. Was that with Matt Lauer? So we have followed the Clintons around the country. We've gone with them as far as Auckland, New Zealand, where he was with Chelsea. And here's a big two-page spread, pages 2 and 3, in their number one national newspaper about Bill Clinton being in New Zealand. And a huge chunk of page 3 was the group of Americans from shadowgov.com traveled all the way to New Zealand to warn the country that Bill Clinton was a rapist. Keep your daughters away from Bill Clinton. And they interviewed us and laid out the case, pointing out that Bill Clinton was a rapist. It was on their evening news. New Zealand is a smaller nation, and it's a more cohesive culture. And so you're on their evening news, everybody sees it. And I got to go on national radio, so we hit the TV, radio, and newspapers. The whole country knew that we were there because Bill Clinton was a rapist. The whole country knew it. So it was a real important time going there. And so now it's not just on the Today Show, but there have been Clinton rapist protesters at events following him where he's appearing at campaign stop. So if Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton comes to a town near you, please do your best to make a sign. And the important thing about the sign is that you can view it from almost half a block away. So people make signs. They put 12 words on their sign, and we know they're not a professional. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, we're good at making signs here at Colorado Right to Life, Denver Bible Church, Bob Benyart Live. We know how to make signs. And so in this case, you might want to do Clinton rapist. Two words. Bill Clinton is a rapist. With a small is a, that's okay. Clinton rapist, Bill Clinton rapist, probably during this war of 2016, Bill Clinton rapist might be the best. But what we did back in 1999 when the Wall Street Journal published their article that stated, when you speak to the contemporaneous witnesses, you realize that Bill Clinton, in fact, raped Juanita Broderick. That's what they published in the Wall Street Journal, that Bill Clinton, in fact, raped Juanita Broderick. So when they published that, made that statement, they didn't say allegedly, they said, in fact, he raped her. We went into high gear. I was on a plane back then. How do you make a phone call from an airplane? I have a recollection. Now, this is going back 16, 17 years, but I have a recollection of reading that journal article, the Wall Street Journal, the editorial page piece, and making a phone call from a plane flying from L.A., where we had just done the O.J. Simpson memorabilia burning protest on the steps of the L.A. courthouse. And I think I was headed to Alabama, Decatur, Alabama, and found a way to make a phone call on the plane, get off the plane, went to a studio, and was on MSNBC with Chris Matthews. And he threw me a softball question about why we are so critical of Bill Clinton. He actually set it up in advance. It's hard to imagine, right? But he did. Being the liberal that he is, it's hard to imagine, but he wanted the story reported on his show, and he didn't have the courage to give out the details himself, so I gave the details on MSNBC and got back to Denver. And thanks to a Christian who owned a warehouse that was currently not in use in Denver, a three-story huge warehouse, he gave us use of the warehouse, and we put up clotheslines, all three floors, dozens of separate rooms. And we had painters spray painting this black cloth, large banners. We made hundreds of banners that when you spray paint it through the template, it had the profile of Bill Clinton's face and it said Clinton rapist. And we packaged them up with our yellow flyers and other signs and we sent them out to people all over the country. In fact, about 140 cities. We spent, in a six-week period, we spent $110,000 so that the world would not forget, so that it would not be a footnote in history that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick, but so that the nation would remember, the world would know that he is a rapist. And so fast forward 17 years later to the war of 2016, and we felt vindicated so far. But the vindication doesn't mean that you support a child killer. May God bless you.